Welcome to another Danger Cat podcast. Me, Uncle Hack, back in the booth as always. That's the catchphrase to opening the show.
Back in the booth as always.
Anyways, I'll quit fucking around. DangerCatShop.com. Use the code podcast69 for 15% off your order. Blackface Trudeau. We love it. You love to see it. Blackface Trudeau t-shirts, hoodies, you know, one of the greatest politicians to ever don the country of Canada. And one of the finest moments in political history here in Canada. Now you can have on a t-shirt. Patreon, we have exclusive interviews on there, extended interviews. We have nudity. I know you like nudity because you're a deadbeat like me and live in strip clubs. We've got all our Danger Kitten shoots that we do will be on there. Uncensored and raw in the flesh. In the flesh. Anyways, yeah, if you want to check out either one of those, the link will be down below in the description. Here is the episode where I answer questions, you life problems, what else? There was a ton of shit. I did an Instagram poll and where people gave me some suggestions or you know, you're having a little trouble in life. And I'm going to figure that out for you today. Yes, here we go. Another podcast. Another week has flown by. This past fucking 6 months. Summer is gone. Summer is gone. Just like your hopes and dreams of being somebody in 2020, it is over. It is all done. Mail it in. You know, you lost your job. Wife left you for a fucking Uber driver, Uber Eats driver. And now you're sitting here lonely, depressed with your dog. The kids think you're a deadbeat. And you don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. So you call upon me because, you know, if there's a guy out there to help you deal with your problems, don't go to a therapist. They've just, you know, they don't give you what you want to hear. I'll do that. I will give you exactly the information you need to definitely not succeed. That's for sure. I don't know what you're looking for, but I'll tell you how it is, all right? I have no problem saying the things that some people don't want to say or they're thinking. You know when you think something and you just don't have the balls to say it? There's been a few times where I bit my tongue, you know, just to save myself from being the asshole, you know? Being the asshole that just goes out of his way to just make everybody feel uncomfortable. Even though we're all sitting there thinking the same fucking thing about this person and you just want to tell them to shut up, I just politely walk away. One of the greatest moves I've ever seen was me and my friend were at the bar one night. And you know when you run into somebody that you haven't seen, maybe from high school or an old job or, you know, in your past, somewhere where you've spent a decent amount of time with them and you've got to know them a little bit. And the small talk starts. The fucking small talk. And you just don't want to be there. You don't want to sit there and, so, how you been? You know, you lost that, the common ground. You don't know where both of you stand, where you sit. And you don't know what to talk about. And it just turns into this, oh, what else is new? What else is new? And you just, you get tired of it. And this started happening with my friend. I didn't know this person. He obviously did because they're having one of them conversations. And he politely slammed his drink, set it down on the bar, and just walked off. Just walked off. Left that person thinking, what in the fuck? What did I say? What did I do? And just kind of mind fucked him a little. And I respect that move. Later in the evening, that person came up and looks at my buddy and goes, did I say something to offend you? And he goes, no, I was just, I've got better things to talk about than this monotonous bullshit that you just, what's new? So what else is new? So what else is new? And he just walked off again. And I think that's what we need. We need more of that. Less give a fuck. Less time given. You know, you don't care. You really don't care. At the end of it, you don't give a shit. I could give two flying fucks. There's like a handful of people that I care about their opinion and what the hell they're up to. And it's certainly not anybody from my graduating class, you know? The last thing I care about is, you know, you taught your kid how to ride a bike. I'm sorry, but my life isn't that pathetic. But yeah, a couple of listeners there sent in, or I don't even know if they listened to it. I'm just spewing shit. But we got some people that sent in some questions that they wouldn't mind being answered, which we're gonna get to that today. And a few doozies, not gonna lie. I'm pretty fucking excited to get into this. A couple are obviously I pre-read them because I'm the only one that really gives a shit about this show. Make it something, and I produce it, I record it, I'm basically a one-man show over here, and I'm making it happen. And when you're this tied up and have this big of an ego, you just don't give up. And here we go. Here's our first one. I'm just pulling it up on the cellular telephone for the listeners in the truck. How's your day job going today, by the way? If you're out at work and you're sitting in the truck, just sitting on your fat ass, just collecting a check, listening to this, I want to say I appreciate you. You know, these people that go out and brag about how hard they work for, you know, an hourly wage, I just never got it. I never really understood that. It's the people I respect more that just, you know, they get the job done and it's a good job. They do good work. I'm not discrediting their work, but they get it done and they enjoy the sitting on their ass part, flipping through their phone while listening to this. I just want to say, God bless you. You know, that's a kind of a fuck you to the system in my mind. And what feels better than getting paid sitting on your ass? Obviously, from time to time, you got to get up and do something, make something of yourself. But when you're paid by the hour, why rush? Why rush? That just seems completely insane to me. Especially, you know, when you're getting charged out $150 an hour and only making 20 of that 150, make the 20. Make it worth your time, you know? Get on Instagram. Hell, spend some time on Tinder. Line up a threesome for you and the old lady. Maybe even find a side girlfriend if you're out of town. You know, you got to put that effort in. You got to... Being a piece of shit is getting tougher. Because, you know, people are looking down on you. But you don't care. So I guess it's a double-edged sword at times. All right, let's get into this first one. I'm just fucking ranting now. I'm too shy and not confident, and it affects my life a lot. How can I change it? How to change it? We'll leave this guy's name. He didn't ask to have his name in it, so we'll leave it out. But too shy and not confident, and it affects my life a lot. Well, I mean, to change your confidence, I think you gotta break out of your shell. You gotta stop. What's holding you back is the first question. What's breaking your confidence? Like for me, I struggle with that from time to time. I'm confident to a degree. Like I think highly of myself, but I don't fucking present a big ego in public. I don't, you know, make people feel less than me. I don't go out of my way to do that. I try and treat everybody as equal as possible. So, you know, that's me. I'm taking your question and making it about me because I lied. I do have a major, major ego. That's why you listen to this show, is for my ego. But I think you got to get out of your comfort zone, brother. You got to get out of your comfort zone. When you sit back and you just and you just pull the trigger, it's going to feel good. Tell somebody to go fuck themselves. Get in a fist fight. You got to make yourself uncomfortable. Make yourself uneasy. Growing up, my father wasn't really around, so I'd never had these masculine figures too often in my life. You know, my mom spent a good portion of her life working and ensuring that me and my siblings had a good upbringing, and we were able to play the sports that we could and do the extracurricular activities. And you know what? We got by on the bare minimum. And that for me, what I'm getting at is, like, that was a confidence issue for me, is because a lot of my friends that they had wealthy parents, their parents were still together, they were wealthy, and I was the kid that didn't have always the fanciest clothes. I was kind of a dirtbag, in the sense of, like, I was into, like, metal music, so my hair was really long, and then I'd go through a phase. I went through so many phases, and I was trying to fit in. And then finally, once I just stopped doing that and started becoming myself and just kind of, you know, I used humor to mask a lot of my bullshit, and it helped me kind of get to that place where I was comfortable and being in my own skin. In terms of confidence, you need to, I don't know, you got to look at yourself. I don't know what your issue is with your confidence, but I'm assuming that maybe you are, like, always, I don't know, kind of self-deprecating. Like, fucking walk in a room. Your body language is the first thing. You can usually tell by body language on someone's character. You know, if you walk in a room with your shoulders back and you're walking tall and you feel like, I'm the fucking man, put that in your head. I'm the fucking man. Don't sit there and be a cocksucker to other people, but just think to yourself, just say to yourself, I'm the fucking man. Whatever you do, it doesn't matter what you do for a job. Take that out of the equation, but just think that you're the best at it and start becoming the best at it. It starts with a thought and it starts rolling into life. But to say, like, don't turn into a douchebag. You know, go to a gym. Go to a gym. Lift some fucking weights. Or if you're doing that already, This one's too open-ended. Like, I wish there was a little more to it, like what you're struggling with, because there's so many things that I could say, but you could already be doing them. But I think, like, I will go to the being shy. If you don't like being shy, you have to do some uncomfortable shit. It's okay to be shy and not, you know, always be the center of attention. But sometimes, you know, it feels good to have that attention on you. And I think, like, something like that, you got to get out of your comfort zone. Whatever you're comfortable doing, get out of that and try something new. Hang out with a new crowd of people. Maybe it's your friends that are bringing you down or making you feel a certain way. Go fucking try something new. There's nothing wrong with that, you know? So what? Go play mixed softball. Join up for a mixed softball team. Meet some new people. Who knows? You just I don't know. You got to get out there. You got to get out there and to get over that shyness. It just starts. It's going to be awkward at first. Like, it's not going to happen overnight. Don't think that, like, this shit, like, changes just happen. Like, it's not just like boom. And you're now this person you dream of. Think of the person that you would like to become, that confident, outspoken, whatever that person is in your mind is who you want to become. And then work it back. What do I got to start doing to get that confidence? Like, what would make me feel more confident? What, in your mind, who exudes that behavior that you think you want? And just start doing things. Look at their life and take things that look at their life. Or I guess, yeah, look at their life and, like, what are some of the things that they do that you admire? And start working in that direction. And take things from, you know what, develop yourself and dig deep into the mind and try and figure out what the fuck it is that's causing you to be shy, or why you feel like you can't speak at times, or if it's with women, you know, you just have to, you have to go for it. Unfortunately, you're going to get shut down a few times, but that's, you know what, that's in, it's no different than me trying comedy. I finally, that's the best way I can put this is for 14, when did I fucking, by the first comedy special I ever watched was Dave Chappelle's Killing 'Em Softly. And I watched that and it fascinated me that this man can get on stage and just have a crowd of people howling. And I became a fan of stand-up comedy. It has taken me 15 years of my life to get the confidence and sit down and write the jokes and go and try that. Now, 15 years may seem like a long time, but I'm still fucking trying it. So don't be shy to go and try things. And I've aspired and wanted to be a stand-up comedian for a good portion of my life. And will I be successful with it? I don't know. I have no idea. All I know is that I'm trying. And if I put myself in that position to, put myself out there to try it, yeah, there's going to be neglect. Not everybody's going to think I'm funny, but I have to accept that. I have to accept that. You got to just, man, I don't know what else to tell you, but you have to try new shit. If you're stuck in the same rut, you have to try a different path, and it's literally, all you can really do is just like, what the fuck is it you want to accomplish? Who do you admire? And who to you is a confident, outspoken, has that energy that you want to bring to the room? And look at that person and see the qualities that they have. And don't be a dickhead. Don't turn into a dickhead. Don't turn into one of the, just because you go and lift weights and get a couple fucking, you know, muscles in you. You got a couple muscles that you can turn into some douchebag. Nobody likes that guy. Nobody likes that guy. I have a couple muscle dummy friends, but they're not that stereotypical muscle dummy ass clown, which is why I get along with them. They just enjoy those things, and they're, I guess one of them really suffers with depression. Really, really suffers with it. And, you know, we're there for him. We help him, but he does exude confidence in certain situations, I've noticed. Like, he'll speak his mind, but then there'll be one little thing that'll just crumble his walls that day. And it's sad to see when your buddy's like that. But he works on it, you know? He works on that shit to try and become the person he wants to be and get over that depression. And I don't know, man. I think that's all the advice I could probably give to you. I hope that helps. I hope that gets you to where you want to be. But yeah, I really hope that helps you. I know I'm not no fucking therapist. I'm not no, you know, fucking one of these guys that are licensed to give advice or anything. I've just got life experience in the 29 years I've walked this planet. And, you know, I've been in certain situations that I find have helped me grow into the person that I've been, like growing up with a single mother and the hardships that we've had to come through as a family. And then that turning into, you know, this, I don't know, just I've had it in my head of where I want to be. I'm nowhere near where I want to be, by the way. I've took a major risk by doing this shit. And I don't regret it one bit. I don't regret anything I did. I have zero regrets. And I think that this is going to sound really gay and spiritual, but I think that by putting myself out there, and it's helped guide me through this path. And, you know, I've had some hardships to come over, losing friends, business relations, the drugs, alcohol, all that type of shit has helped me build myself into who I am today. And I've never been more comfortable in my own skin. But I hope that helps you. I hope that does. All right. Next, rolling on to the next one. I work night shift. How do I keep a social life going? Ooh. I think that's just... Man, that is a tough one. I think, you know, obviously, like, a guy doesn't want to... When you work with people, you tend to grow the friendships, and you find people. You spend a lot of time with these people at work. And, you know, then your friends start to become those people at work. So, I mean, if there's a few buddies at work that, you know, you can go out and do shit. I tend to do a lot of things by myself. And why I do that, I don't know. Like, I'll go to a comedy show by myself. I think it became... I also fucking went through a period where I didn't trust anybody. I didn't really want anybody around me. And when I moved to a new place, like, I get along with people, but I like them at bay. I don't want them. I have really close friends that are obviously in my hometown that I hang out with, and I love them dearly. They're my best buddies, and I'd do anything for them. It's when I get into a new circle, I just find that I don't give my all. I don't give myself. And I think, like, maybe this for you would be, I don't know, there's always shit happening. I'm not sure where you live, but I'm sure that there's something happening. There's, you know, you can golf. I'm sure there's people that would play golf with you during the day. And, like, I'm not saying I don't like golfing. I'm not a big fan of golfing. And working night shift, you know, it sucks. It does kind of suck because everybody is doing shit. And most people work a 9-to-5. Predominantly, people do work 9-to-5. So I imagine all your friends do. And it's tough to get you all together. But you know what? If they're your friends, you'll find time to make that happen. Or you know what, man? Fucking go out. Enjoy the company of yourself for a bit. Go out and do some shit for you. Instead of... I know I'm an extroverted person. I like being in crowds. I like being... And, like, I don't need to be the center of attention, but I like having people around me, not necessarily with me, but around me. Like, I can sit at a bar and have a meal by myself and be very content and just enjoy the fact that I'm watching people enjoy their evening. I don't know. It's kind of a fucked up psycho serial killer type way of thinking that other people's joy and happiness, it makes, like, me happy. Because I'm seeing that, and I enjoy watching that. Maybe, I don't know, try that. There's probably numerous things you can do during the day, but give it a go, give it a crack. I gotta figure out how to leave voicemails. I think that would be fun for the pod, and we'll play the voicemail while this is all going on. Ooh. Ooh, this one's heavy. My parents divorced and my dad does not want to see me. You don't have to keep it anonymous. All right, Jack. Shit. Fuck, heavy. I wasn't, that is kind of heavy. You know what, dude? I'll talk. This is something I've got, like, experience with. Growing up for me, it really fucked me up. Cause I would hear stories about my dad. Me and him don't have a great relationship. Like, we talk maybe 2-3 times a year. It's sad, but there's things with probably going on with him, and he feels a certain type of way, like he failed you. Now with my father, it's ego. He can't get over the fact that he's wrong. And that has ruined a lot of shit between me and him. And it's not entirely his fault. There's some... I'm a stubborn asshole. When I'm set in a certain way, it takes me a lot to change. And I've worked on it over... And I can admit my faults. And I think that's where he fails. And that's where me and him don't have this relationship, is because I won't give in and allow it to happen, and me being a hard-nosed prick, I'm very protective over my sister, and I don't know. It fucked me up. I don't know how old you are, but it fucked me up like when I was younger and I would watch kids, you know, you go to your hockey game, all the kids' dads all hanging out and, you know, you don't have your father there because he, you know, he's not around. It's just, that's just something I had to grow up with. It's sad. It sucks. But my best advice is, you know, maybe he's feeling a certain way after this divorce and he's depressed and he feels like, you know, you kids look at him as a failure. That could be an issue. I think the best thing to do for you is open up the dialogue. Sit down or try and have a conversation with him. I'm sure no regular human being just doesn't want nothing to do with his kids. If he's a true man, he probably is feeling, like I said, I don't think like that neglect is coming from a place of evil. Like he doesn't want you or nothing. I think he feels like a failure inside, and most men would probably admit, you know, you don't want, like, you're his son, and you don't want your son to look at you like you're a failure. I don't have children, but I know from watching my buddies, they present themselves in a totally different way they do now than they did 5 years ago. It comes with growing up, but having a child and presenting this father-like figure and this masculine identity, what am I fucking saying? This masculine figure to look up to. And, you know, there's that chip on your shoulder, that ego that you don't want your fucking kids to look at you like a douchebag. You don't want them to see you as a failure. And I imagine that divorce, and maybe he fucked up. I don't know the details behind the divorce. Maybe he fucked up, but I think that's something you gotta, you know, sit down, talk with him, go for, I don't know if you're legal drinking age or what, have a beer. Have a fucking coffee. Don't bring alcohol into it. That's a bad thing. Because, you know, that's something you do with your buds. You sit down, you get hammered. And then, that maybe not with the old man. Sit down, have a coffee, and have that raw emotion just fucking... Make it uncomfortable. Yeah, it has to be uncomfortable to sit there and have that conversation. But... That's something that's going to need to happen, or else he's going to feel that certain type of way. And who knows how long it will take for him to realize, like, you know what, man, my ego is getting in the way. My kids fucking thinks I'm a dipshit, but whatever. I don't care. I want my child in my life more than anything. So for you stepping to the plate, if he doesn't respect you for stepping to the plate and open up that dialogue with him and having that conversation, then I think then, you know what, that answers your fucking question. And I don't know, that's a tough one. I wish there was more to it and I could elaborate more, but I think no sane man on this planet likes to be looked at as a failure. Nobody does. Nobody likes looking, like getting looked at and being like, oh, that guy's a fucking idiot. That guy's a fucking jackass. Nobody likes that. And if you feel that inside without saying it or talking to that person that maybe thinks that you're that jackass, it makes it even harder. So for you stepping up and just bringing it to the table and be like, look, man, what's going on here? And if he gets mad and his ego is getting in the way, it's time, you know, it sucks. It sucks. You're going to go through some shit. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. You're going to go through some bullshit. That's what I went through. I went through a long phase where I would act out when I was a teenager and do just, I wasn't an asshole to people, but I would do stupid shit like smashing people's property, hammered drunk, just acting like a fucking jerk off, complete jerk off. I remember one night I came home, I was hammered, and I kicked some guy's car in because I was angry. I was so fucking angry inside all the time. Inside, I was fucking miserable. And you know, I just didn't, I was like 14, 15, like in those, in that era. And I came home and I just broke down. I started, me and my mom got into it and I'm like, I'm sick of this shit. It was like, you remember in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when Will's dad left? It was like that. It's like, why the fuck? What the fuck did I do? What did I do? Am I that shitty? And it was one of those conversations. And it just like, I watched my mom's heart sink because, you know, she was doing everything she possibly could to keep me on track. And this was the one thing that was just eating me alive. You know, I had to watch kids grow up and have their fathers at their hockey games. You know, dad's in there tying his skates. That's just something you, that happened when you were a child. My mom was tying, or another dad's fucking, other dads were tying my skates for me. And so it sucked. It fucking sucked. But it's just, it made me who I am today. And I don't hate my past, or else I wouldn't be where I am today. And I don't think that I'd be able to do the shit that I'm doing today. And I don't think like I would be as authentic. I don't think I'd be the person I am today. So I don't regret anything from my past. It was just like, you know, you learned that tough love early. My mom had to, she had to run the discipline and also be that loving, caring person. So you invest a lot in one person to be there for you, and it's not divvied up between two parents to give you a different perspective. You only have one perspective. And as I got older, I hung on with an older crowd, and I looked up to these guys. You know what I mean? Like, these guys were older. So it was, that's, I did anything for their approval and respect, which is kind of, I don't know, kind of fucked up. But I think in your case, I think that's where you got to just sit down with the old man and just be like, hey, what the fuck's going on? Why is this like this? We started out strong. We started out great. And now it's just not what it was before. And I think that's where you need to just open up that dialogue. Open up that dialogue with them and get that out in the open. And you'll find out your answers real quick. All right. What else we got? Oh, Jesus. Narcissist husband. To stay or leave. If you decide to discuss, please don't use my name. I think narcissist husband, to stay or leave. I think you leave. Personally, I think you leave. I don't think you want to. Why? Why? What the fuck good is sitting there having a person just, especially if they're making you feel like shit, you don't feel like you're approved. Divorces are horrible to go through. It's going to be a tough time. It's going to be it's a rocky road. This is a depressing podcast today. We are hitting you in the fields. I hope wherever you are, where you're listening to, there's no sunshine, dark clouds, lots of rain, maybe some thunder, really set the mood, you know? Maybe you're having a shit day at work and I'm making it more miserable. That's what I'm fucking doing today. But a narcissist husband, you know, it's fucking self-absorbed prick. If it depends, okay? Is he making you feel like a fucking scumbag? Like you're meaningless. Like if that's the case, I think you gotta go. To go through a divorce, you know, it's going to be a rocky road. I watched my mom go through a fucking 12, 13, 14 year divorce. And it was a rocky, rocky fucking road. And there was a lot of highs and a lot of lows, a lot of fucking lows. But now today, seeing her as happy as she is great. And I don't think you should allow somebody to take that away from you as your happiness. You know, they, like they say, there's a lot of fish in the fucking sea. And if this person is making you feel kind of ugly inside or whatever they're doing to you. But I would say leave. I would say fucking be gone. Move on. If there's no kids, it's even better. If there's no kids in the relationship, just fucking, this is where you separate in the road. But to deal with a narcissist, it would just be, I don't know. And as you get older, like I'm at the age now where time is a big thing to me. I don't want to waste my fucking time. I got one crack at life, one crack at this shit. I'm doing everything I've ever wanted to do. Is it as big as I want it to be? No, but I still get to do it. I still get to do and enjoy the things I love. There is somebody out there that is built for you. Don't force some shit because you feel like you have to. You'll wake up one day and see like, fuck me. This was a complete waste of time. So I guess sit there and think about what do you want in life? What do you want in fucking life? I don't know. Like, I know, like, for me, I like wild behavior. I'm a huge fan of it, if you didn't notice, but it got the best of me for a fucking minute there. You know, I'm snorting coke, doing fucking drinking heavily, just doing acting. I just like the wild shit. I thought I was starting to become somebody that I would never, somebody I didn't even respect. You know, if you do drugs and all that and you got a handle on it, good, great, grand, beautiful. I'm happy for you. But it's not for me. It's not for me. And I had to find that out the hard way. And I've looked back and I'm like, that really sucks because I wasted time. And I don't think you want to look back and waste fucking time. That will eat you up more inside than going through all the emotions and the bullshit that you got to go through to leave this guy. If he's being that big of a prick or big of a narcissist where it's draining, taxing your mental health. That's a big thing. I'm a big advocate for mental health. If you're not happy and, you know, there's no money in the world that will replace, like, you can't take a dollar amount and just, boom, there's your happiness. Sure, you can buy some shit that will make you feel good and you can do some shit that'll make you maybe feel something, but then you're just constantly chasing that. Appreciate what you have. Appreciate what you have, but in your case, if what you have is not happiness, I think it's time that you start looking at a different path or what you can do to improve that. If this person doesn't want to accommodate in like a relationship takes two, here we go. A relationship takes two of you. Yeah. And like, I know I'm kind of like not the guy to be talking about relationships because I'm fucking shitty at them, but it takes two to tango. And I'm always the one that's off cue in the dance, you know? I do some shit that fuck the relationship up. That's just, and I'm fucking trying. I'm trying. But I think with that, if they're not willing to dance with you, and, you know, there's some give and take. But if it's not worth it, I would start thinking about leaving. I would. I honestly would. And I hope that helps you. Make your decision. Where am I going to put this? And maybe an outside perspective. I don't know your whole situation, but if it's that, worry. You know what? Fuck it. It's 2020, baby. Nobody cares anymore. Nobody gives a shit. Before, everybody's nose was always in somebody's business. We gave a fuck. Now we don't care. At least I don't. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about gay marriage. If gay dudes want to get married, go get married. I don't fucking care. You're the only ones that want to get married. And by the sounds of it, they're the only ones that can make them last. And I don't need to be rude and talk shit on your fucking, relationship or your marriage. But if you're not happy, fuck it. Leave. Go try something new. Get out of town. Fucking move to somewhere you want to be. I want to quit drinking and drugs, but my friends always ask me, for fuck's sakes. That, my friend, is just being stern. If you really wanted to quit, you will. If you really, really want to clean your shit up, you will. And you know what? If your friends can't accept the fact that you want to clean your shit up and do something different for a bit rather than get fucked up, then they're not your friends. I'm sorry. You're not. If they don't give a fuck about you as a person and they're talking shit because you don't want to rip rails and not get drunk for a weekend and you want to maybe go fucking hiking, maybe you want to just go sit on the riverbed and fish, work on your fucking truck, whatever it is you want to do, and it that doesn't involve getting fucked up with them and they can't wrap their fucking head around it, or, you know, maybe, yeah, we can go out, but yeah, Jimmy doesn't drink no more. Simple as that. Jimmy don't drink. That's fine. And you still want to be there? Yeah. But don't let it turn into the, oh yeah, now Jimmy's going to drive us around and we're going to get fucked up. He's going to be the DD all the time. Nah, no, that's not how it goes. Fuck you. You're not there to make sure that, you know, these fucking ass clowns are taken care of. Like I said previously, fucking any sort of relationship is give take. If these guys can't fucking handle that you want to quit drinking and doing drugs, then they're not your friends, man. I'm sorry. They're not. They don't give a fuck about you and where the state of where your mind is. If you said that to one of your friends and like, oh, you fucking pussy, and they're ribbing at you, and you said, no, man, like, I really, like, truly want to, and then turn this, because I imagine it would go something like this. Man, I need to quit drinking and drugs. Oh, fuck you, you fucking pussy. And he's like, no, man, like, this is really starting to fuck me up. Like, I don't know, I just don't feel like myself. And you bring that up, and they still go, oh, you're a bitch, man. That's not your friend. But if he turns around and says, really? Like, are you okay? Are you sure are you okay? You want to talk, man? You want to go somewhere? We can grab a coffee. I don't know. You want to go fishing? You want to just go sit in the boat and fish? We don't even need to talk, man. I'll just let you know that I'm there for you the moment when you're ready to talk about what the fuck's going on with you. That's your fucking friend. But if he's, yo, you're a bitch. You're a bitch because you don't want to get fucked up with me on the weekend. That's not your friend. Fuck him. Fuck him. So you got to do what's best for you in this circumstance. This is, man, I'm fucking Dr. Phil sucking, can suck my knob. You can suck my knob, Dr. Phil. We're fixing people. We're not exploiting them on a fucking TV show. We're keeping it anonymous and we're helping them out. We're giving them giving them an outside perspective. We're fucking Dr. Phil bringing them on.
So I hear you don't want to drink with your buddies.
No, not even going to put your name in it. I'll put the... I'm not even going to do that. I'm not even going to put, like, the Instagram screenshot that I have on here. Because I'm not about to exploit people and make them feel fucking bad for decisions that they want to make. And if this guy wants to, you know, if you want to quit drinking and doing drugs, then tell your friends, no, man, I want to do some shit different. And if they don't like it, fuck them. How the fuck do you find friends when you're 30? Oh, good question. I'm knocking on the door of, I turned 30 this year. Yeah, wow, way to grow up. 30 years old, being a podcaster. I don't give a fuck, man. I like this. This is where I'm happy. But I don't know, man. I like comedy. I'm hanging around comedy clubs more and I'm meeting more comedians. And I like that shit. That's my jam. That's my favorite fucking thing on the planet, next to hockey. And I think you gotta hit, like the fucking first guy, you gotta put yourself out there, you know? You gotta put yourself out there, and you're gonna meet people. If you're an introvert and you sit at home all fucking day long, and you're like, oh, I got no friends, it's kind of on you. It's kind of fucking on you. Go out, meet people. I know what's awkward. I know what you're getting at here, I think. It's like that awkward moment when you're like, hey, man, you start chatting a guy up, you hit it off, and you're like, fuck, this guy's an all right guy. I'm having a great time. And you feel like a fucking douchebag being like, dude, take my number. We should hang out sometime. You feel like a fucking idiot. You know what I mean? I know what you're talking about. Yeah, there's plenty of guys that I've met in the city. I had a fucking fabulous time because all of a sudden we're drinking or whatever we're doing. We meet up and we just continue. And then, hey, you want to go to the strippers? Fuck yeah, I want to go to the strippers. Let's do it. And you had a fucking wonderful time. And then you're like, hey, man, add my Snapchat. Oh. And then you're like, hey, dude, you want to go? What are you up to this weekend? And it's like, this is awkward. I don't want to fucking hang out with this guy again. I don't know this guy shit from Cheyenne. I don't know what he's up to. I don't know. I don't have a fucking answer for that. But I think it's just putting yourself out there. Like anything. You got to put yourself out there. And if this guy, like, if you meet a friend, then maybe that dude will, I don't know, you'll hit it off. You find similar interests. You into cars, go to a fucking car meet. Go to the car meet. It's going to take a bit before they, you know, you, people got to gain your trust. They're not just going to allow you into their life. They don't know you, shit from Cheyenne, and you don't know them. But if you're fucking going to car meets and you're talking with these guys every week, and one, usually it'll end up, one guy will be like, dude, I'm having a barbecue next week. What are you doing? You want to come over? You want to hang out? It's going to take a bit, but fuck. Yeah, that's the journey. That's the journey. Nobody just goes out and meets somebody, instant friends. Or if you're into softball, join a fucking, put your name to be on a softball team. You'll probably meet some people with similar interests. Seems like fucking people that play mixed softball just like getting fucking drink, just like fucking. Yeah, they like fucking. That's what they do. They all get together, put on a softball game, and get together. Fuck, you wouldn't believe it. A bat didn't even hit a fucking ball all up my wife's ass. All of them. All the bats up my wife's ass. Business end first. And then we drink beer after. After Sherry's done her fucking halftime show there, seventh inning stretch, if you know what I mean. Then we get together and we drink beer. Wonderful gal. That's why I met her. But I don't know. Get the fuck out there. Do something. Find your interest. What the fuck do you like doing? You like racing RC cars? I'm sure there's guys that like racing RC cars on the fucking dirt track. You'll probably run into a few of them. Start talking. That's how you do it. I don't know. You like watching football? Go watch fucking football at a local pub. You don't even need to get hammered. You don't even need to be hammered. Just start talking football. And I imagine the same dickheads that are there every weekend. And then guess what? You made a friend. You made a fucking friend. And then you become best buds. He introduces you to fucking more guys. And then maybe there you have it. There you have it. Or guys from work. I don't know. I don't know. I don't have the right answer. But all I know is it involves you following your interests, doing shit that involves that. Because what the fuck? You're not going to go to a pottery making class if you could give two shits of, oh, I think I'm going to go to a pottery class and meet a friend. You're not going to do that. You're not going to go to fucking art night. You're not going to go to art night and start painting pretty little pictures of fucking owls in the moonlight. You're not going to do that. Unless you like doing that. Then go do that. And then you meet other fucking Fruit Loops that want to do the same shit as you. Simple as that. Get the fuck out of the house. Ooh, here we go. Question for me. How hard was it to quit ripping zaps? Honestly, easy. At the end of the day, it was easy. Because I'll tell you the story. I went to a music festival, Tail Creek to be exact. And for 3 days straight, I snorted cocaine. I was fucked up. I barely remember the weekend. All I know is I acted like a jackass. That's all I know. And I made a fool out of myself. And at that time is when what I would consider at the time my friends were doing some fucking heinous shit to me behind my back. And I found that out. Also on top of it, my girlfriend at the time left me. And I turned to doing coke. I was also doing cocaine behind her back, which I imagine she fucking found out about now. By now, if she even listens to this. If she does listen to this, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for being a fucking asshole during that. And hiding shit. That's not right. But to get to your question, to quit doing coke was very fucking easy. That was the lowest I've ever been. I felt like shit. I viewed myself as a fucking piece of shit. I couldn't keep a relationship on tracks. My friends were fucking me around, and I couldn't believe that could happen. Also on top of it, I'm snorting fucking drugs. I'm doing fucking coke and drinking and using that to mask everything instead of dealing with it. And I just got tired of it. I got really fucking tired of it. I got tired of feeling that way. I got tired of being depressed. And then after that weekend, I snorted coke, a lot of it. I came and I laid on the couch and I was just like having fucking coke withdrawals. Laying on the couch, sweating profusely, dealing with that. I don't know if you've done cocaine before, but not that fun once it's all said and done. Not that fun. And you lay there in a coke low. And it's like the only thing you can think about is just swallowing a shotgun shell. And I got tired of living like that. I got tired of living like a fucking lunatic inside my own head and not chasing things. I started to see things a little more clearly, and it was easy for me to quit. I haven't touched them in over a year now. In fact, I don't even think about it now. There's days where I'm like, Jesus Christ, I would love to just like drink some beers and just rip a fat line and enjoy my day. But then I think about all the shit that would come with it. Am I going to feel the same way that I did when I came back from that music festival, just in a low, depressed, feeling like shit, looking at myself in the mirror and being like, you fucking loser, and just like in my own head. The main thing was tired of feeling like that. And I don't want to feel like that. I don't get fucked up anymore. I'll go enjoy a few beers. I'm also, you know what? Just getting flatlined has its time and place now. I'm not 20 fucking two no more, where, you know, getting fucking hammered is the greatest time ever. Hangovers are hell. They are hell. So I pick my battles wisely. I pick my fucking battles very wisely. I'll go sip some beers. And, you know, enjoy some dumb shit. I love doing dumb shit. Don't get me wrong. I'll never not like that. I'm a guy. I'm a fucking dude at the end of the day. I love doing stupid shit. But that stupid shit entails, like, jumping fucking things or lighting shit on fire, blowing some stuff up with my buddies and fucking being idiots. And when I say being an idiot, that doesn't entail fucking, you know, running my fucking brain into the ground or put myself into a coke load depressed state because I can't decide when to shut it off. And I think that's a major factor. I will never in this lifetime not enjoy being a fucking idiot with my friends. It will never not happen. Because when we get together, dumb shit starts going off. And that's just how we are. That's how we get along. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I do think, like, now as you get older, you know, some of them are dads. Do you think, you know, if they had me over and I'm a drug addict and I can't go a fucking night without snorting coke, do you think they want me in their house? You know, I still think of that as well. So I think about, I don't care what other people think about me outside of my friend circle, but them, truly, and especially my cousin Hooven, been on the pod a few times. He even was getting worried. He was like, dude, I thought I was going to have to drive up there. I thought you were the most depressed person. He's like, me and him talk every day. He's like, I could hear it in your voice. You weren't yourself. You weren't funny no more. You know, you were just sad to talk to. And it was tough. And he's like, I thought I was going to have to fucking drive up there to make sure you didn't kill yourself. And a lot of people don't know I was that low at that point last year. Like, you look at the content. Look at me. I aged horribly from stress of dealing with stress issues, going through those times. And I don't care. I fucking, dude, rag on my looks. I don't care. I'm at that place again where I'm like, I'm confident enough that, like, you know what? I did that. I got to accept it. And I just get over my past. I'm beyond it now. I don't do that shit. I think it's fucking funny as hell that, I thought cocaine would cure the problems that I had. I just thought cocaine was going to cure everything. That's what I thought, but it didn't. And you know what? At the end of the day, I am where I am today by being stern in my own head and being like, fuck that, I'm done doing it, and I'm going to move on. I'm going to move the fuck on instead of thinking that, you know, being a fucking drug addict party fucking animal is the cool thing, you know? Being the cool guy. Nobody wants to hang out with that guy. I'm sorry. Nobody does. Who the fuck wants to sit around a dinner table, you know, with a plate full of coke with four guys jaw jacking trying to fight for a story? Nobody wants to fucking do that. I don't. I don't want to do that. It's boring as hell. No, you know, I like fucking. Do you think any girl, like, especially fucking, oh God. You're railed out with a chick and you just, you know, you get coke dick. I don't know if you've ever had coke dick, but you can't fuck on it. I'll tell you that. You're getting a hard day. Girl, you know what? I like sex. That's my issue. Sex and nicotine are the two greatest things on this fucking planet, and you'll never tell me otherwise. I'll never quit those two. Well, maybe nicotine. And sex. Not that I'm having a ton of it, but you know what? When it comes around, I really fucking enjoy it. But yeah, it was easy to quit it because I seen what the path I was going down, and I didn't like it. This one, here we go. This one was very written out. Here it is. So I have this friend, let's call her Debbie. So Debbie has been going around fucking with dudes, like leading them on and playing with their hearts and shit. Now this is where it gets iffy. So I know for a fact, none of the guys in question have forced her to do shit. She, on the other hand, will turn around the next day and say they did. Now, I am very close with three of these guys. I guess the advice I'm looking for is, what should I do? Should I tell the boys what she's up to, or should I just let them figure it out? I don't want to be the controlling female friend that who's like, listen, don't fuck with her anymore. She's saying y'all are trying to force shit onto her and sound like I want them to myself. I have a boyfriend and we are simply friends, but I don't want those boys to end up in a bad situation because this salute, because this salute does shit she regrets and tries to make it seem like it was forced. By the way, if this is too much for the podcast, don't worry about it. I think I know what I'm going to do. I think you need to tell them. Because this bitch sounds like she's fucking clinically insane and she's leading on more than one dudes. And if they're your friends and there's no sexual tension there because you stated that you have a boyfriend, you should be there to tell them that this bitch is fucking crazy. You should be there to tell them what this stun cunt is up to. And see, this is where, now I don't know these guys from, you know, a fucking asshole to a hole in the ground. But I'm assuming that if three of them are being led on by the same girl, they either know about it or don't know, or they all think they're going to get something out of it. So this is where it gets, like you said, where it gets iffy. If all three of them know about it, then you know what? Obviously they fucking talk and they know what's going on. But if they don't know what's going on, and we're going to go down this path, It is your job as a friend to fucking tell them what the hell's going on. And if you don't, you're kind of a shitty friend. You're going to just let them go down this path of destruction of this female that's going to fuck their day up. And possibly, who knows what the allegations are. I'm not going down there. But if she claims that these guys are trying to force shit onto him and they're not, that can end up very, very bad. And I think you as a friend need to step up and say something to these guys before something bad does happen or some, you know, something fucking blows out of proportion. But this bitch, see, this is, so now these three guys don't know about this and then they find out about it. And do they flip on you? If they do, then whatever. They'll get over it. They're dudes. They'll appreciate the fact, if they're fucking true dudes, they'll get over it and they'll appreciate you for being the human being you are by not allowing them to fuck their lives up. But I appreciate you bringing this. But yeah, you know, you got to say something. You got to say something. If you want to be one of the boys and say you're for the boys, you have to act like it. You don't just get to be one of the boys when it's convenient. Because one of the boys, what the boys do, I sound like a fucking, you know, 16-year-old hockey player, for the boys, but the fellas keep each other accountable. True fellas do, you know. You don't want to see your boy go down a bad road, and this is one of those paths where all three of them are fucking going down the wrong path, and it is your duty, if you want to be one of the boys and not one of these, oh, pick me girls, then you have to say something. You have to bring it to their attention and be like, listen, this bitch is fucking insane. You need to fucking A, confront her about this, or shut it the fuck down. Simple as that. And, you know, you don't want to watch these fellas go down a bad path. If they're your friends, you definitely don't want to see them, anything bad happen to them. So yes, it is a little bit of your duty to step to the plate and let them know that this bitch is a fucking psychopath and she's saying this shit about them. So I think you need to step up to the plate here. Yeah, I hope that answered your question. I hope that answered your question, because you know you don't want to see your friends in a sticky situation. You don't ever want to see that. And especially by, this is why fucking a lot of guys don't trust any of you bitches, because you do shit like this and it's okay for some of you. This is why no fucking guy wants anything to do with fucking females, because something like this happens to them and now they fucking hate all of you. It happens. Trust me. I've had it happen. All right. And then you turn into what these feminists call an incel because of some crazy psychotic cunt. And then you got to sit there. Oh, you're just an incel. No, I'm just sick of fucking psychotic women. I'm sick of psychotic. I can't find a good one. There's always something. Always something. And I'm not saying that guys aren't like this too. There's some fucking dickhead guys. And if those three dudes know what's going on and they talk to one another and then they know and they're all trying to fuck her, they kind of have it coming on to themselves. You know, they're setting themselves up for a very bad situation, but you still, as a friend, should say something. So, you know, step to the plate and be a friend. Be a friend to these guys. If you want to be one of the boys, like I said, you got to act like one of the boys. You have a boyfriend. There's no sexual tension between you. And it doesn't seem like, you know, these fellas, you know, you're not trying to keep them all to yourself. You're just trying to look out for a friend. And that's it's stupid about this whole male-female thing. You know what? I have friends that are female. I have friends that are females. And I have zero desire to fuck any one of them. But there's this weird energy that you can't bring that, because then like sex gets involved, even though you have a boyfriend and you it seems that just forget all of that. I hope like I'm just like being like, oh fuck, because you know what I'm trying to say without saying it, because there's a lot of dudes out there that their best friend is a girl. And maybe, yeah, do they love them? Probably. Yeah, I love my fucking boys, man. I don't want to fuck them. No different than like my female friends. I don't want to fuck them. They're my friend. I don't want to ruin that. This is the moment we fuck one another. It changes the dynamic of things. It's like when, you know, it's no different. Actually, it's same, but different. It's like when you and your ex break up and you want to be friends. It takes a very, very, very secure person to be able to do that. Two secure people, because A, the energy is going to shift, especially if you loved somebody and then you break up and you got to see them love somebody else in the same manner in which you two thought you had. It's weird. It's weird, okay? It's just weird. But you are not in that situation. These are your friends. Look out for them. If they know what's happening, then they're just fucking idiots and they're destined to fucking fail on their own. Anyways, thanks for tuning in to another Danger Cat podcast, you dangerous felines. And down below in the description are links, I meant to say. Patreon, there's extended interviews. Last one was super funny. I had Stacy Snow, an exotic dancer, on the show. And there's an extended part of the interview on there. I have two comedians there in the following episodes coming up. And the full episode, I figured what I'm going to do, I'm going to take the full 2.5 hour episode, just put it on Patreon. And all the hour ones or hour and a bit will all be on here. And yeah, dude, like I said, exclusive Danger Kitten content will all be on there. All the videos that have been shot with some dancers here in the city and models, exclusive uncensored content from Nine Lives, all that, the amateur contest that we threw up on there. And DangerCatShop.com. Head there, use the code podcast69 for 15% off your order. Thank you very much for tuning in to another Danger Cat episode. Thank you all that sent some shit in. I'm going to figure out how to send voicemails And then maybe we'll do like a voicemail every episode. I think that would be fun. But yeah, thank you, and peace and love.